Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your continuing coverage of the Valet 32 tournament. Of course, this is Shining Wizards Tony representing the Shining Wizards, and I've got all of your results from the round of 16 as we move forward and get into the Elite Eight. Once again, everyone, thank you for voting, thank you for participating, and thank you for getting involved in all of the conversations on both Twitter and Facebook in terms of the tournament. Just wanted to let you guys know we had over 1,000 people vote for the round of Sweet 16, so once again, thank you all. Jeez, I'm banging into everything over here. Thank you all for participating. Let's move on to some statistics. Now, we always know that as we move on further in the tournament, we may see some surprises, and the round of 16 was no different. This time we're going to start ourselves off in the First Lady division, because this was a division that didn't have any really close matchups. It was actually a runaway for our favorites in the first half of the bracket. Miss Elizabeth, number one seed in the First Lady division, defeated number five Sable quite handily, I might add, with a total of 88% of the vote across two social media platforms to Sable's 12%. So Elizabeth is the first to move on to the Elite Eight. And on the other side of the bracket, number two, Francine, the Queen of Extreme, defeated number three, Vicky Guerrero. This one was also a bit lopsided, with Francine taking 86% of the vote to Vicky Guerrero's 14%. As we move on to the sensational region, the number one seed, Sherry Martel, defeated the number five seed, Trish Stratus. Sherry Martel able to garner 76% of the vote overall to Trish Stratus's 24. So Sherry Martel moves on to the Elite Eight. The other matchup in this round, the number two seed, Medusa, upset by the number three seed, Terry Runnels. I don't know how much of an upset it was. I mean, it's number two versus number three, and anything can happen when the Shining Wizards are running tournaments. But to get into statistics, the final notes, Terry Runnels came away with 53% of the vote, while Medusa came away with 47%. We'll get into some more highlights and some more in-depth analysis as we move on, but I just want to cover the matchups here, and then we'll talk a little more statistics later. Let's move on to the original Diva division. The number one seeded Sunny, 80% of the vote to Deborah McMichael, the number four seed. She took 20%. Sunny's going to move on to the Elite Eight. And on the other side of the original Diva bracket, number two, Beulah McGillicuddy, 53% of the vote, defeats the number three seed, Maria Kanellis. Beulah McGillicuddy will be moving on as well. And perhaps the closest of all, we're going to the Fallen Angel region. We're going to take it to the bottom of the bracket first. Number two seed Missy Hyatt ends the streak for number six seeded Dawn Marie, one of the surprise winners in the first round of the tournament. Missy Hyatt able to win the match, 59% of the vote across all social media platforms to Dawn Marie's 41%. And perhaps the biggest upset and the craziest matchup to date, we actually had a very close one, and this is going to start getting into some stats. Number five seed Lita upsets the number one seed Woman. This one is a statistical tie, 50% to 50%, but winning by just one vote is Lita. Your first number one seed eliminated from the tournament in the round of 16. Woman is no longer. Lita moves on, so we're going to see the number five seed Lita continue her miraculous run through this tournament. Now to get into some statistics for the Sweet 16, as we just mentioned, the narrowest win was Lita by one vote over Woman, and it really came down to that one note. That was in the Fallen Angel region, of course. Another note from round two, the biggest majority win, of course, was Elizabeth in the First Lady division. She garnered 88% of the vote. That was the highest percentage of a win in this round, defeating the number five seed Sable. We had two splits along with the near draw for Woman and Lita in the round of 16. As a matter of fact, the one vote came from Facebook. There was one more vote for Lita on Facebook than there was for Woman. Twitter was an actual tie. They both got the same number of votes. It was an actual real 50-50% split. But taking things in total, statistically, it was 50-50. But Lita, with that one extra vote, came out on top. But we did have two splits. I know we had a split earlier in the tournament in the round of 32, where it was Lita and China, where China wound up winning on Facebook, but Lita wound up winning the round of 32 based on the Twitter votes, and that's how she moved on. So we had two splits here. The number two seed Beulah over the number three seed Maria Kanellis in the original Diva region. Beulah McGillicuddy actually won the Facebook vote, but wound up losing the Twitter vote. The percentages were closer there, but that's how Beulah McGillicuddy wound up coming away with 53%. She did receive more votes on Facebook than she did on Twitter, so that's how she wound up winning there. The other split vote was in the Sensational region, number three Terry Reynolds taking on number two Medusa. Medusa won the vote handily on Facebook, but Terry ran away with it on Twitter, and that's how Terry wound up winning that matchup. That one was also at 53-47%. Let's see. The widest margin of victory on social media platform, when we look at Facebook, actually both of these are out of the First Lady region. On Facebook, the number one seed Elizabeth defeated Sable 96%-4%. That's the widest margin of victory we've had so far in the tournament overall. And on the Twitter side of things, Francine came away with her victory over Vicky Guerrero with 88.5% to Vicky Guerrero's 11.5. Some impressive statistics, some votes that were split, but we still have one of the dark horses still in this thing, Lita with a big upset over Woman as we move into the Elite Eight. And as we go into the Elite Eight matchups right now, I just want to let you folks know that this round for the Elite Eight, all voting is going to be 3 days. We're going to have two matchups come up on Tuesday at the usual times or thereabouts, because you know how much fun it is to try to get these posts to work on Facebook and Twitter at the same time. But we're going to have two matches starting on Tuesday, two matchups starting on Wednesday, and all matchups will be going for 3 days. So if you see me posting that a vote is going to be closing at a specific time on either Facebook or Twitter, just be mindful that we're trying to limit it to that specific time period. We don't want voting to continue because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we want everything to be on an even plane. So if one matchup gets 3 days, we want to make sure all matchups get 3 days. If it's supposed to go for 48 hours, we want to make sure they all get to 48 hours or thereabouts. I mean, if there's a minute, you know, one way or another, we're going to let that slide. But we don't want it to become an issue where there's an extra 9 hours to vote for one particular matchup while another matchup is getting the exact allotted of time. I know, I'm babbling, but let's get into the upcoming matchups. We're going to start with the Fallen Angel region first. This matchup is going to start at noon on Tuesday. We're going to see the number two seed, Missy Hyatt, take on the number five seed, Lita. Now, I know I've gone into the backgrounds of all of the valets the past 3 weeks on these special episodes, so I'm not going to do that this week, but what I'm going to do is take you through a background on what these women have done to get to this point. As we spoke of earlier, the number five seed, Lita, she defeated the number four seed, China, in the first round. Let me give you the numbers on that one real quick. She won that round 52%-48%. And then she went on to the second round to defeat Woman. She won that matchup. Let me see. It was a statistical tie, 50%-50%, but she wound up winning by one vote. And in this Elite Eight matchup, she takes on Missy Hyatt. And Missy Hyatt defeated Daphne in the first round by an astonishing 70%-30%, the number seven seed Daphne, and then went on to defeat the number six seed Dawn Marie by a percentage 59%-41%. So that's your matchup on Tuesday at noon in the Fallen Angel region final. Number five seed Lita takes on number two seed Missy Hyatt. We're moving on to the Sensational region, and this matchup is going to take place also on Tuesday the 23rd. This one's hitting social media at 2 p.m. It's the number one seed Sherry Martel taking on the number three seed Terry Runnels. And as we go through, Sherry Martel faced Maurice, the number eight seed in the first round, won that matchup pretty handily, 87%-13%. And then recently in the Sweet 16 round, the round of 16, Sherry Martel defeated Trish Stratus, 76%-24%. And across the ring from her, of course, the number three seed, Terry Runnels. In the first round, Terry defeated Luna Vachon, the number six seed, by a margin of 53%-47%. That vote was actually very close. In fact, on Twitter, Terry only won that vote by by only one vote as well. So that one was another close matchup. And of course, in the round of 16, Terry defeated Medusa. That one was a split vote, where Terry wound up winning on Twitter, but losing actually the vote on Facebook, but winning overall 53%-47%. So that's your matchup for Tuesday the 23rd at 2 p.m., Sensational Region Final. Number one seed Sherry Martel takes on the number three seed Terry Runnels. Our next matchup, where voting begins on March 24th at noon, it takes us to our matchup, our final in the First Lady Division, where the number one seed, Elizabeth, takes on the number two seed, Francine. Now we go back to the beginning of the round of 32, where number one Elizabeth took on the number two seed, Stephanie McMahon. No terrible harsh victory here. 81% of the vote for Elizabeth to Stephanie McMahon's 19. And as we move on to the round of 16, of course, the number one seed Elizabeth defeated the number five seed Sable with 88% to Sable's 12%. And of course, across the ring from her is the queen of extreme herself, Francine. Francine faced off with the number seven seed Sapphire in the first round, taking an outstanding 92% of the vote to Sapphire's 8% to move on to the round of 16. And of course, continuing her winning ways, 86% of the vote to number three-seeded Vicky Guerrero's 14% to defeat her to move on to the finals in the First Lady region. So again, on March 24th at noon, the First Lady regional final, Elizabeth, the number one seed, takes on the number two seed, Francine. And that takes us to our final matchup in the Elite Eight, the original Diva Division final, where the number one seed Sunny takes on the number two seed Beulah McGillicuddy. And of course, Sunny in the first round defeated number eight seeded Lady Blossom with 78% of the vote to Lady Blossom's 22%. And of course, recently in the round of 16, Sunny also came away with 80% there to the number four seeded Deborah McMichaels, 20%. And of course, across the ring from her, the number two seed, Beulah McGillicuddy. Beulah wound up defeating Stacey Keebler, the number seven seed, by taking 58% of the vote to Stacey Keebler's 42%. And in the round of 16, Beulah splitting the vote with Maria Kanellis, actually winning the vote on Facebook, losing the vote on Twitter, but winning overall with 53% to number three seeded Maria Kanellis's 47%. So once again, March 24th at 2 p.m., the finals of the original Diva region, the number one seed Sunny takes on the number two seed Beulah McGillicuddy. So as of right now, the First Lady region and the original Diva region seem to be the ones that have the number one and two seeds going at it. The only difference is the original Diva region is the only region that has had all of its favorites win up to this point. And the First Lady region, Sable defeated Ivory, Sable being the number five seed with Ivory being the number four seed. Again, the 4-5 seeds are not much of a difference in terms of seeding, but it is what it is. So we've got number one against number two again in the finals of the First Lady region. The Sensational region sees number one against number three. Trish Stratus was a number five seed defeating number four seed of Melina, before Trish fell to Sherry Martel, of course, in the round of 16. And Terry Runnels defeated Luna Vachon in the first round, Luna being the number six seed. And then moving on and defeating the number two seed in Medusa. So that's a 1-3 matchup there. But perhaps the craziest is the Fallen Angel region. We had Lita, a number five, defeat China by a small margin and also defeat the number one seed woman by a small margin. Small margin is probably the understatement of the century in this tournament. And on the other side of the Fallen Angel bracket, the number six seed, Dawn Marie, sent Kimberly, who was the number three seed, packing very early, only to fall in the second round to the number two seed, Missy Hyatt. So the number five seed, the lowest seed still left in the tournament, is Lita in the Fallen Angel region. She reaches the Elite Eight. What's going to happen from here? We're not sure, but we've been having a great time playing along. Like I said, when you get on social media, you can vote both on Twitter and on Facebook. Get it out there. Put your friends on it. Put your family on it. Anybody who's into wrestling, anybody who's not into wrestling, anybody who remembers anybody that's involved in the tournament. Get them to vote, and it's fun, and we've been having some great discussions. I know we've been talking in the Discord. The Discord link is going to be in the description below. If you'd like to join us, get a little more personal with us on the Shining Wizards. Overall, we talk wrestling, but we talk about a lot of other stuff. There's a book club. Has anyone read a book? I don't know, because I'm not part of it, but I heard they're doing good things over there, and there's a lot of discussion. We talk music. We talk TV. We talk movies. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about wiping your dog's hiney with wet wipes? I'm sure somebody will join in on a conversation about that too. But look, it's all about having fun. That's what we're trying to present with a tournament like this. It is March Madness time. Everybody's probably still a little bit miserable, even things seem to be getting better. But look, it's all good fun. I know that tons of these women have been getting involved with their fans on social media as well, which is awesome. And that's what we look for. And that's what we always look to have. We want to get everybody involved. We want to get everybody having a good time. And I know I've been babbling too much, but let me just recap before we call this a night. And we look forward to the voting on Tuesday. Fallen Angel Region Final is Tuesday at noon. Number 2 seed Missy Hyatt takes on number 5 seed Lita. Sensational Region, that same day at 2 p.m., number 1 seed Sherry Martel takes on number 3 Terry Runnels. The next day on Tuesday at noon, the First Lady Region Final, Miss Elizabeth, the number 1 seed, takes on the number 2 seed of Francine. And 2 p.m. on Wednesday, the Original Diva Final, number 1 seeded Sunny takes on the number 2 seed Beulah McGillicuddy. I don't know why my nose is running. I feel like I have to sneeze. I should probably blow it, but I like boogers dropping down my face when I'm talking about professional wrestling. Actually, I kind of don't, but shh, keep that between us. Anyway, Shining Wizards Tony, I'm enjoying the hell out of this. I hope you guys are too. Don't forget to vote 3 days for all these matchups, and we will see you with the results and our final four next week.